This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Markets will be closed tomorrow, but Wall Street will be at work nonetheless at the local Cineplex. Martin Scorsese's latest, The Wolf of Wall Street, opens Leonardo DiCaprio in the title role, as you might have heard. The storyline will be familiar, hard-partying brokers making a killing off shady deals, which, too soon, after the financial crisis? I don't know. Wesley Morris writes about movies for Grantland. Wesley, good to have you back.
Nice to be here.
Here we are now, Wesley, what, five-something years after the crisis. Is it okay now to laugh and I guess, be entertained by Wall Street and, you know, this movie?
I think so, depending on how the tone you take in the laughter. I think if you are making a farce the way Scorsese has, you make a pretty good case for finding something funny and something that is inherently kind of tragic.
Do you think Scorsese's actually turned this thing into a farce? I mean, because this was a crazy story, right? This guy goes out and gets penny stocks and gets rich off them, and here now he's Leonardo DiCaprio, for crying out loud.
Yeah, I think that, you know, there's two things for me that mitigate the what might otherwise be appalling. One, the first of which is that there's no romance or glorification in this story. And I think Scorsese, as a New Yorker, sort of feels like there's something disgusting and infuriating about a lot of the roots of the crisis being rooted in a place that he's from. But the movie itself makes that world into such a circus that there's no way in the world one could hope to emulate it. Only a psychopath would leave the film and want to.
Well, all right. So okay. So without casting aspersions on Wall Street, I read a lot of financial blogs. My Twitter feed is full of financial people, and from people who have seen this movie, even though it doesn't open for a couple of days, apparently the Wall Street types sit in there and they go, you know, and you're like, come on, really?
Yeah, that does not surprise me. I mean, one of the funny things, I mean, look at Wall Street, for instance, a movie that is arguably...
Wall Street the movie, right? Gordon Gekko, Greed.
Wall Street
the
movie, yes. An arguably anti-capitalist, or at least anti-Wall Street. But people quote it, and it's a kind of recruitment tool for people into that world. I think there is a way in which, and the movie sort of gets into this a little bit too, there is no vilification or demonization that can keep people who are inherently drawn to that world, and not just money or finance, but this particularly corrupt strain
right,
of it.
Right. Did you like it? Was it a good film? I mean, it's long, right?
It's like
3 hours.
I love the movie.
But
what? I've seen it twice now. It flies.
Really?
It's the funniest movie he's made.
Funny like ha-ha or funny like...
I mean, it's ha-ha funny. There's some weird stuff in it, but mostly it is laugh-out-loud funny. And there's just ridiculous things that get at the extravagance of Belfort's world. You know, the idea that he had a helicopter pad on top of his yacht, for instance.
Right. Jordan Belfort, the guy about whom the film was made.
Yes, yes, yes.
All right, now I'm going to have to go see it. Wesley Morris, he writes on films.
Were you not going to go?
I was going to pass because I live in Wall Street, and who needs to, you know, I mean, get me away from that stuff in my off hours. You know?
I'd be curious to know how you feel about it.
All right, I'll let you know. Wesley Morris, he writes on films at Grantland. We'll see you, man.
Thanks, Kai. Happy, merry everything.
Yeah, you too. Bye-bye.